Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate postponed a planned recess this week and will be in session to take up voting rights legislation. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports that Democratic leaders vow to move ahead even though they don't have the votes to pass anything.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is sticking by his pledge that the Senate will vote on a bill to protect voting rights.
Members of this chamber were elected to debate and to vote, particularly on an issue as vital to the beating heart of our democracy as this one.
Schumer reiterated that if Republicans again block a bill designed to counter efforts at the state level to restrict voting, he will move to change Senate rules. But centrist Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose altering the filibuster, so that effort is expected to fall short. Appeals from President Biden have not been enough to secure all 50 Democratic votes needed to do away with the longstanding Senate rule. So voting rights bills are stalled for now. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
The rabbi, who was among the hostages taken over the weekend at a synagogue near Fort Worth, Texas, led a healing service last night.
A huge thank you to the three amazing individuals who joined me on Shabbat morning to pray in person. And somehow together, we made it through that traumatic ordeal.
Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker speaking at a church in South Lake, Texas. The suspect has been identified as a 44-year-old British national. He died at the scene following a 10-hour standoff that ended when Citron Walker threw a chair at the gunman and escaped with two other members of Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville. In England, police in Manchester have two teenagers in custody in connection with the hostage taking. A federal appeals court has handed opponents of Texas's abortion law a setback. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans is sending the challenge to the Texas Supreme Court. Opponents had urged the Fifth Circuit to send the case to a federal judge who had previously blocked the law. That Texas law has been in effect since September. It bans abortion once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks. The Omicron surge has left many employers short-staffed 2 years into the pandemic. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports that many businesses are having to find ways to make do.
For the month of January, Macy's says it's opening all of its stores an hour late and closing an hour early. United Airlines says it's reduced its schedule after thousands of workers tested positive for COVID. The staffing shortages have also hit healthcare. In Wisconsin, Advocate Aurora Health has temporarily shut three of its urgent care centers and moved staff to busier locations. Meanwhile, hospitals are turning to temporary staff and additional shifts for those who can work to handle a surge in patients. Omicron infections may have peaked in some parts of the country, but the number of people infected daily with the virus is still dramatically higher than it was a month ago. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR. Communications with the South Pacific island nation of Tonga remain problematic. Officials say Saturday's eruption of an undersea volcano and the resulting tsunami damaged a fiber optic cable that connects the islands to the rest of the world. Meanwhile, New Zealand is trying to fly in fresh water and food, but says planes cannot land because of the ash that coats Tonga's main island. Mexico's president says he has recovered from his second bout of the coronavirus in the past year. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that the president was back in front of the press after 6 days in isolation.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador appeared at his regularly scheduled weekday press conference saying he had recovered quickly from COVID and that it wasn't that bad. This variant does not have the same seriousness as the earlier Delta, said López Obrador. He credited the country's vaccination program with keeping hospitalizations low. Record numbers of cases have been reported, more than 40,000 a day. López Obrador, who is 68, has received three doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. He also had COVID last January. More than 300,000 people in Mexico have died from COVID. The country has an extremely low rate of testing, and it is believed that the real death toll is much higher, around 460,000. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
The major financial markets in Europe are losing ground. Stocks in France, Britain, and Germany are down as traders return to Wall Street today following the long holiday weekend. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.